friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We saw the machlokas between the Panim Iris and the Mishnah Lamelech. If one is over on Lifnei Iver, if the only way they can do the Avera is either you help him, or somebody else help him, and that somebody else will be over on Lifnei Iver. According to the Panim Iris, since he could do it with somebody else, it's considered one side of the river Chadavi Dinara. And there's no Lifnei Iver for you, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, no. Since the other guy's also going to be over on Lifnei Iver, even though there's someone else to do it with, but he'll also be over on Lifnei Iver, so if you help him, then you're over on Lifnei Iver. That was the machlokas that we discussed at length. So now we are going to see a Dvarim Chadoshim. So a lot of people are over on Avak Ribis, Ribis Derabanan, where the Ribis isn't determined from the outset. And they don't even know about it. They don't know that it's Avak Ribis. So there's a head there, possibly, that you don't have to tell them. And that's being Maktim Gimel Hakdamas, again based on the Torah of Mor Rabbi Gonogod Ruchai Meir Harwitz Shlita. Number one, the first Hakdama is that the Rashba says, and in the Mukha Yosef, and the Raman, Yerodeh Kuf Samach, and the Rashba is in Tav Tav Kuf Lamed Ches in the Tshuvas, that by Avak Ribis, the Lov is not over on Isser Ribis. If it's Avak Ribis, the Lov is only over on Lefnei Iver. He's not over on Isser Ribis, the borrower. The Rush holds no, that even the Lov is over on Isser Ribis. So that's one machlokas. There are other people who hold like the Rush, that even in Avak Ribis the love is over. Tosin Shabbos holds that even on one side of the river, Chadar B'dinara, there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver, but there is an Isser D'Rabbanan of, according to the Rush, Misayeli De Over Avera, helping an Over Avera. So even on one side of the river, you're not allowed to help because you're Misayeh. The Prima Gadim says, but if it's an Isser D'Rabbanan, there's no Chi of Isser Misayeh. Why? Because the Isser Misayeh is D'Rabbanan, and we don't make Xera L'Xera. The Isser Misayeh is Darabanan, the Isser is Darabanan, then you're allowed to help him, because then if we would ask you, it would be Xera L'Xera. So if it's a Chad Every Dinara, you're allowed to help the guy. If it's only an Isser Darabanan, a lot of Rachoranim were maskim to the Prima Gadim. Akdama number three is that there's a machlokas if you're machshil your friend, Bishogeg, the machshil, don't know that it's an Avera. The Divrei Malkiel and the Stechemet hold that even if you're machshil b'shogeg, you're over on Lifnei Iver. And the Sfasemis holds that b'shogeg, there's no Isser Lifnei Iver. And the Avnei Nezer agrees with the Sfasemis. Avnei Nezer is in Yerodeh Kuf Nun Hei, Sif Kot Yud, Divrei Malkiel is in Chelek Aleph Kuf Gimel, Sif Kot Gimel, Stechem is in Marech Esvav Kal Chofov Sif Yud Beis. So the Machlokas Achronim, if b'shogeg, there's an Isser of Lifnei Iver. So we have two major Chassidish Achronim, the Sfasemis and Avnei Nezer, all that there is not. So now according to this, let's say Reuven has a custom that he lends Beribis. Shimon knows it's Ribis, the Rabbanan, and Levi doesn't know that it's Ribis, the Rabbanan. So the thing would be that it's mutter both for Shimon and Levi to borrow from Reuven, Beribis, the Rabbanan, both according to the Panim Iris and the Mishnah Lamelech. Because according to the Sfasemis and Avnei Nezer, when the Machshil is Shogeg, there's no Lifnei Iver. So in this case where he could lend to Shimon a Levi, so Loma Boy, it's Pashat according to the Panim Iris, it's Mutter, because there's someone else he could do the Aver with, so it's Pashat that it's Mutter. But even according to the Mishnah Lamelech, it should be Mutter, because Levi doesn't know that it's Aser. If so, if Levi takes the money from Reuven, Levi isn't over on Lifnei Iver, because he's only Shogeg. And Memela, it's Mutter L'Shimon. Why is it Mutter for Shimon? Because now Reuven could be over the Aver without an Isser of Lifnei Iver. And the rule is that the Mishnah Lamelech holds that if you could be over the Avera, as long as the person you're being over with is not over on Lifnei Iver, then it's not considered Lifnei Iver for you either. Because he could do it without you, without being over on Lifnei Iver. So if Levi doesn't know, and being Machshel somebody B'shogeg is Mutter, there's no Isser of Lifnei Iver, so then don't tell Levi, and then it's Mutter for Shimon to borrow Beribis. Because then he could do this Aver without telling because Reuven could do this Avera with Levi, and there's going to be no Isser of Lifnei Iver because Levi would be B'shogeg, and there's no Lifnei Iver B'shogeg according to Avnei Nezer and Sfasemis. So it would be Mutter then, don't tell Levi, and now it's Mutter for both Shimon and Levi. Reuven, Levi, because he's Shogeg, anyway there's no Lifnei Iver B'shogeg, and Shimon, because Reuven could be over this Avera without being over in Lifnei Iver by lending to Levi. However, we can say even more than that, that even according to the Divrei Malkiel, that if you're machshir somebody b'shogeg, you're over on lifnei iver, you could still be matir according to the Panim Iris, not to tell Levi. Why? Let's see. Shimon, we can definitely be matir to borrow, because if he doesn't borrow, then Levi's going to borrow. And according to the Panim Iris, as long as you can do the aver without me, some you could do with someone else, even if that guy's going to be over on lifnei iver, you're still allowed to do it, because it's not lifnei iver for you if you could do it with someone else. So Shimon can definitely borrow a ribis, avak ribis. To tell Levi, in order to be mafreshim for Misr, you don't have to. Because after we allowed Shimon to borrow the money, so memela, it's also mutter for Levi. Why? Because if Levi doesn't take the money, Shimon could take the money. Shimon could borrow. If Levi doesn't borrow, Shimon could borrow. So why? What's the point of telling Levi that it's ribis? Anyway, there's going to be a heter for Shimon and for Levi. Because for each of them, we can say that Reuven can do the Aver without them. If he doesn't lend to Shimon, he can lend to Levi. He doesn't lend to Levi, he can lend to Shimon. And in such a case, the Panamira says it's mutter. So what's the point of telling Levi that he's over an Aver here? Adarabba, let's not tell him. And then he won't even know. And then we'll have both of them it'll be mutter for both of them, and better he do the Avera b'shogeg. Levi doesn't know. So yes, the Divrei Malkiel says that there is lifnei iver b'shogeg, but here won't even be an Avera. Because according to the Panim Iris, if you could do the Aver without telling the guy, and that if you could do the Aver without this person, because somebody else is going to help you do the Aver, so Sadlif Neiver, if Reuven can lend to Shimon Baribis, but he could also lend to Levi Baribis, it's not an Aver to lend to Shimon Baribis. Because Shimon can say, he could also lend to Levi, I'm not over in the Fneiver. And Levi doesn't know about it, but it's mutter for him because he could lend to Shimon. And there's no Isser Misayeya because we're only dealing with an Isser Derabana. So that's all according to the Rashbo who holds up by Ribis Derabanan. There's no Isser Ribis, there's only Lifneiver. That's the only thing to discuss here. The Lifneiver. But according to the Rash that the Lov is over an Isser Ribis, even by Ribis Derabanan. So then the din is going to change. According to the Panim Iris, it's correct that Shimon's not allowed to borrow because he's over on Isser Ribis. Nevertheless, he's not over on the Isser of Lifnei Iver. So when Shimon borrows Beribis, he's over on Ribis. Because he borrowed Beribis. But he's not over on Lifnei Iver. Why? Because Reuven can do it with Levi. And Levi is also not over on Lifnei Iver. Because he could do it with Shimon. He could lend Beribis to Shimon. So it comes out that according to the Rush, and if you put the Rush and the Panim Iris together, when talking about Isser Derabanan, he's not allowed to lend to Shimon because it's an Isser of Isser Derabanan. He's not allowed to lend to Levi because it's an Isser of Isser Derabanan. But there's not lifnei iver for either of them. He could be over the Aver with the other guy. But according to the Mishnah Lamelech, both Shimon and Levi are over in Lifnei Iver. Why? Because the Mishnah Melech holds that if I could do the aver, the guy could do the aver with someone else, and I help him, but that someone else will be over in the Lifnei Aver, then I'm also over in the Lifnei Aver. So according to Mishnah Melech, both Shimon and Levi will be over in the Lifnei Aver. However, it would appear that we could say a sharp vort. What's the sharp vort? We have to start with the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Lamed Beis, Os Dalet says that if you're Machshel your friend in Nisid Rabbanan, you're over on the Fneiver Doi Raisa. It's a famous Mishnah Minchas Chinuch. If you're Machshel your friend in a Derabbanan, you're over on the Yisr of Lifneiver Midoi Raisa. Why? Because this is no less than giving him an Eitz Hashem Ogenes. If you give him bad advice, it's Lifnei Iver Doraisa. So if you're Machshel Minis Derabbanan, it's Lifnei Iver Doraisa. But that's all. When the Nichshel doesn't know that he's doing an Aveira. When the Nichshel knows that he's doing an Aveira, and still he takes it, he takes the Michshel, if the one doing the Avera knows it's an Avera, and he still goes for it, he goes for the bait, there's no issur of giving someone bad advice. Because there's no issur of giving somebody bad advice if they know it's bad advice. Say to somebody, don't marry that girl, she's going to make your life, if you marry that girl, it'll make your life miserable. But I think you should marry that girl. So he knows it's bad advice, right? So, if someone knows it's bad advice, then you're not over on Mesi Eitzara. So too, if the person knows that he's being over on the Yisud Rabbanan, if the person knows that you're being Machshel and an Yisud Rabbanan, he knows about the Yisur, there's no Lifnei Aver Doraisa. There's only Lifnei Aver Derabbanan. Because the only way you come on to Lifnei Aver Doraisa is because it's Eitz Hara. But if he knows about it, it's not Eitz Hara. So if he knows that it's an Issa Derabbanan and it's not Eitz Hara, it's not going to be Lifnei Aver Doraisa, it's only going to be Lifnei Aver Derabbanan. Alright, that's the Minchas Chinuch. So according to this, it emerges that in our case, when Reuven lends Shimon, since it's only Ribbis Derabbanan, Reuven is only over on Lifnei Aver Midrabbanan. When Reuven lends to Shimon, the ribbis is only derabbanan. So Reuven, by lending this money, he's not over on Lifnei Aver Doraisa. So when Reuven lends money, Beribis, he's over in Lifnei Aver, he's causing somebody else to sin. It's a sin on the borrower and on the lender. But when Reuven lends to Shimon, Ribis Dirabbanan, Reuven's not over in Lifnei Aver Midaraisa, he's only over Midrabbanan. Why? Because Shimon knows that it's Ribis. So there's no Macy Eitz Hashem Ara, it's not giving bad advice. Eitz Hashem Ogenes, not giving bad advice. Why is it not giving bad advice? Because if you know it's bad advice, then it's not bad advice. So if he knows that it's in his Dirabbanan, so you're not over on Lifnei Aver, Alts Misio Eitz Hashein Ogenes. So when Reuven lends Shimon, is it Ribbis Derabbanan, and Shimon knows about it, Reuven's not going to be over on Ribbis Doraisa, on Lifnei Aver Doraisa. Also not Ribbis Doraisa, but also not Lifnei Aver Doraisa, because Shimon knows that it's an Avera. So therefore, there's no Lifnei Aver Doraisa, only Derabbanan. However, when Reuven lends Levi, who doesn't know that it's Ribbis, Reuven's going to be over on the Isser of Lifnei Aver Midoraisa because of Mesio Eitz Hashein Ogenes. It's like giving somebody bad advice. He's causing him to be over an Isser. He doesn't know it's an Isser. It's like giving him bad advice. So Reuven is going to be over on Lifnei Aver Midoraisa when he's Machshil Levi, if you're over Bishogeg. And Memela Levi is Machshil Reuven in the Isser of Lifnei Aver Midoraisa. If you hold that Bishogeg, there's Lifnei Aver. that Reuven is over on the Yisrael of Nevi Midaraisa because Levi doesn't know about it. So he's made CEO and Eitz Hashem Okenis. It's like he's giving him a bad piece of advice and Levi doesn't know. So Reuven is over, even though it's only Ribbis Drabbanan, Reuven's over in Lifnei Doraisa. And Memela Levi is Machshil Reuven in the Yisur of Lifnei Midaraisa. If you hold when the Machshil is Shogeg, there's also Lifnei Ver. So you're right, Levi is Machshil B'Shogeg. He's Machshil Reuven B'Yisur Lifnei Doraisa B'Shogeg. But if you hold that there's still an Isser B'Shogeg, then Levi is over Midaraisa on Lifnei Iver, because he's being Machshil Reuven on Lifnei Iver Daraisa. So Reuven is Mach over on Lifnei Iver Daraisa because he's being Macy Levi Eitz Hashem Hogenis. And Levi is over if you hold that Shogeg's are over on Lifnei Iver. Levi is over because he is being Machshil Reuven in the Yisur Daraisa of Lifnei Iver. But if Reuven lends to Shimon, since Reuven the Malveh is not over Lifnei Iver Midaraisa, he's only over Lifnei Iver Midrabanan. So Shimon, who knows about it, is only going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. And for Reuven, he's only Machshil Shimon and Issa D'Rabbanan, because Shimon knows that it's Aser. And Shimon, in turn, is also Machshil Reuven in Lifnei Iver Midrabbanan. Because he's causing Reuven to be over on Lifnei, is causing him to do an Avera D'Rabbanan. So Shimon's also doing an Avera D'Rabbanan, besides the Hachshala of, besides the Yisr of taking Ribbis, of borrowing Beribbis. But they're also being Machshel each other in Lifnei Iver's D'Rabbanan. But if it's Levi who doesn't know about it, so then we got D'Oraisas involved here. So now that we've come to this point, it emerges as follows. That according to the Panim Iros, Shimon wasn't over on the Yisr of Lifnei Iver. Why wasn't Shimon over on the Yisr of Lifnei Iver? Because he could have just as easily lent to Levi. Reuven could have lent to Levi. Since Reuven could lend to Levi, Shimon isn't over on Lifnei Iver. But Levi is over on Lifnei Iver. Why? Because Levi can rely on the fact that Reuven can lend to Shimon. No. Why? Because Legabe Isser Torah, Reuven is not going to be Nichshel through Shimon. If he lends to Shimon, it's only going to be an Issa D'Rabbanan. But Levi is Machshil Reuven in an Issa Torah. And it emerges that Legabe the D'Oraisa, Levi is the Machshil. Because Reuven can't be Nichshal by Shimon with an Isser Torah. And in such an instance, even according to the Panim Iros, it's Aser. Because the Panim Iros says that the only way it's not Lifnei Iver is anyway he's going to be Nichshal. But here, you can't say that anyway he's going to be Nichshel. I on a Doraisa level, because it's only going to be a Kishalon by Reuven, by Levi. Only by Levi there's going to be a Kishalon Doraisa, because Levi doesn't know about it, and if you don't know about it, then it's in Mesiyoetz or Shein Ra. So on both ends there's going to be a Lifnever Doraisa. And what can Levi say? Levi can say, no, anyway, he's going to be over an Issa Daraisa, even without me. Even without me, he's going to be over an Issa Daraisa. He lends to Shimon. The answer is no! He's not going to be over an Issa Daraisa without you. Because if he lends to Shimon, there's going to be no Issa Daraisa. So the only way he can do this Issa Daraisa, not the only way he can lend Beribis, the only way he can do this Isser is with you. And since the only way he can do this Isser with you is the only way he can do this Isser is with you, then you're over on Lifnei Iver. There's no one else to do this Isser Daraisa with, because by Shimon it's not going to be an Isser Daraisa. By Shimon it's only going to be Derabanan. And only with the Levi is there going to be an Isser Daraisa Lifnei Iver. Because Levi doesn't know about it. He doesn't know he's doing an Aveira, and if he doesn't know he's doing an Aveira, that's Lifnei Doraisa. The only way there's going to be Lifnei Doraisa is with Levi. And Levi can't say, no, he can do the Yisr without me. He can't do the Yisr without you. The only way there's going to be a Lifnei Doraisa is with you, Levi, sorry. So that's according to the Panim Iris. So the Panim Iris before him was more Mekel. He said, as long as he can do the Yisr without you, even if the Yisr is going to be with the Lifnei Ver, even if the other guy has to be over in Lifnei Ver, it doesn't bother us. So he can do the Yisr without you, but here he can't do the Yisr without you, so then Panim Panimira says, no, I have to be Machmir. And I'm going to tell you that that Levi is over in Yisr Daraisa. There's no Heter for Levi. And therefore you have to tell Levi to stop him. Because the only way he's going to be over this Yisr Daraisa is with Levi. Now with Shimon. There's no head there according to the Panim Iris. Uli Yidach Gisa. On the other hand, there's an instance where even according to the Mishnah Lamelech, it's going to be Mutter. And what's that going to be? That you can't tell Levi that it's Ribbis. There's no way of informing Levi that it's Ribbis. And Reuven will only lend his money by Ribbis. Reuven has a hard, fast rule. I lend money, but only with interest. Because the Avnei Nezer writes, this is Yoredeya 126:7, that if you see your friend going to eat an Nevela, you're allowed to be Machlif the Nevela b'Isser Kal Yoser. You see your friend is going to eat a nevela, you're allowed to be machlif the nevela with the lesser iser. Because then you're not machshil, you're matzil him. He's going to be eating this iser daraisa, so give him something iser asid rabbanan to eat. So in our case, if Shimon doesn't take the money, then what's going to happen to Reuven? Reuven's going to go to Levi. And he's going to be over Nisa Daraisa. Because Levi is machshil him. Daraisa. So now Shimon can borrow with Ribbis the Rabbanan. Why is Shimon borrowing with Ribbis the Rabbanan? To save Reuven from an Issur Torah. So here we have a kula according to the Mishnah Lamelech, that you can tell Levi. If you can tell Levi, then tell Levi and prevent him from being over on Lifnei Iver. You should tell Levi, but let's say you can tell Levi, and Reuven will only be malveh as mos beribis. So be machshil him in the lesser iser. Because if he goes to Levi, Levi's now going to be machshil Reuven and iser daraisa. Why is Levi machshil Reuven and iser daraisa? Because it's lefneiver. It's meisio etzo sheetzo ra. It's giving bad. It's like giving bad advice. So when Reuven gives to Levi, who doesn't know about it, when he gives him the ribis, so there's going to be a ribis darai. There's going to be a lefneiver daraisa problem. That Reuven's going to be nichshelin. So Shimon, who knows about it, let Shimon borrow a ribis. And since it's only a derabanan, that's going to be less than the yisur daraisa that Reuven would be over on with Levi. And that's pile plos. Again, with Shimon, it's only derabanan because it's not mesiu etzu shena ra, because Shimon knows that it's ribis. So there's one more piece to this puzzle. And please God, I mean, there's a lot more, obviously. You could talk about this forever. But many years ago, someone put out a whole... Since then, many have come out. Entire Sfarim just on Lefneiver. So much to talk about. All right, so Mirtz Hashem, we will hopefully continue the next time. And a lot more to say. But we saw Yisodos Gedolim, we saw Neflos Mitaras Hashem. Shbizocha to continue, Be'ava. Simcha b'tu leiva, shalom, sweetest friends.